We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We begin at Siman Reish Ayin Dalet, at Dinei Betzias HaPas B'Shabbos. Before we begin, just one ha'ara from the end of the last Siman. The Shulchan Aruch ended by saying, V'hachi Mistabra, which we assumed meant that the Shulchan Aruch thought that it's quite possible that the Shita, which holds that the Kiddush does not need to be made next to the candles, is a valid Shita, maybe the appropriate Shita. The Be'er Halacha says this is incorrect. Even the Mechaber, who ends with V'hachi Mistabra, is only referring to the Seifa, a situation where one enjoys eating in the Chatzar more because of the surroundings. Only in such a situation, maybe one would not need to eat next to the candles. But in a stam situation, most Rishonim assume that the Suda and the Kiddush need to be next to the candles, and that is the appropriate Shita to follow. As well, just to clarify something from earlier in the Siman, one can be motzi another in a Birchas Hananin as long as the person who is making the bracha is also planning on eating or drinking as well. However, if the person who is making the bracha is not going to eat or drink, then we would not say that they could be motzi someone else. We would only say that by a Birchas HaMitzvah, that one can be motzi another, even if they are not being mekayim the mitzvah at that time. Thus, for Kiddush, one could be motzi another, even if they are not being yotze at that time. However, when it comes to the bracha of hamotzi, one would not be able to be motzi another if they are not going to be eating from the challah at that time. We can now begin Siman Reish Ayin Dalet. Sif Aleph, Botzea al shtei kikaros shlemos, she'ochez shtehen biyado ubotzea hatachtona. The hamotzi is made on two challahs, two whole challahs, and both challahs should be held at the time that the hamotzi is made, and the bitzia, the cutting, is done on the bottom challah. And the Ramah adds, V'davka b'leil Shabbos. This is only true at night. Ava b'yom ha-Shabbos, o b'leil yom tov botzea al ha'elyona, v'hatam hu al derech ha-Kabbalah. Based on Kabbalah, on Friday night, one cuts the bottom challah, and on Shabbos day or on Yom Tov, night or day, one cuts the top challah. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the requirement of Lechem Mishnah is a remembrance to the man, and this applies on Yontif as well, because also when it came to Yontif, two portions fell before Yontif, and no man fell on Yontif, and therefore Lechem Mishnah applies on Yontif as well. The Mishnah Berurah also states that women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah as well, since they too were included in this miracle of the man. And the Mishnah Berurah also states that if one is being yotze the din of Lechem Mishnah with Pas Hababa Kisnin, that is a din which can be found in Siman Kuf Samaches Siv Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that even though the Ramah says that we require Shlemos, whole challahs, in order to be Mekayim Lechem Mishnah, if one does not have a complete challah, this is not Ma'akev, and one can use broken pieces if that's what they have. The person who is making hamotzi should have in mind everybody else, both for the hamotzi and for the Lechem Mishnah, so that everybody can be mekayim this mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. And beforehand, the Mishnah Berurah states, one should say, Bershus Rabosai, even if he is the balabais, or he is the greatest person at the table, Miderech Hanava, in order to be humble, and to show modesty. Even though the Shulchan Aruch said that the din is that one should be botzeya the bottom challah Friday night and the top challah Shabbos day, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Maharshal and the Shla, who had the minhag to cut both challahs based on a Rashba, and the Gra held this way as well, that one should cut both challahs Friday night and Shabbos day and at Shalosh Shudos. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes that the minhag olam is like the Shulchan Aruch. While the Shulchan Aruch stated that the din is that one should be botzeya, the bottom challah first, the Bach, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, finds this problematic, as this is a problem of ein mavirin ala mitzvos, that you are passing over the mitzvah of cutting the top challah in order to cut the bottom challah. So therefore, the Taz used to have the bottom challah sticking out more towards him, so that he would not be passing over the top challah when he came to cut the bottom challah. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that it is best to make a slight cut in the challah beforehand so that you will see where you're going to cut so that there is no hefsek between the bracha and the cutting. Other issues that arise in terms of Lechem Mishnah, there is a machlokes whether one is allowed to use a frozen challah for Lechem Mishnah. The Minchas Yitzchak and the Or Letzion think that it would be okay. However, Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Shevet Alevi think that it is problematic to use a frozen challah. The Kitzer Shulchan Aruch states that even if one is being Yotzei Kiddush Malkum Suda with Mizonos, it is best to take two cookies or two pieces of cake in order to be Mekayim Lechem Mishnah at that quote-unquote Suda as well. The Stipler states that if a piece of the top of the challah comes off from the challah, if it's a little overcooked or something like that, and a piece of the top of the challah breaks off, this is not a problem in terms of shalim for Lechem Mishnah. While we stated that it is best to use two whole challahs for Lechem Mishnah, if one only has two pieces, then Tziv says that you should use those two pieces for Lechem Mishnah, since that's what you have in front of you. However, if you have a whole challah, you should not break it in half in order to be Mekayim Lechem Mishnah. Rather, it is better to make Hamotzi on a shalim. I will say I have heard those who are cholik on this point and think that if one only has a shalim, they should break it in half in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Finally, there is a discussion in the poskim regarding whether there is an issue of a hefsek when it comes to cutting the challah before eating the challah. Is it better for one to cut one piece of challah, eat that piece, and then cut the rest and give it out to all the mesubin? Or can one make the bracha, cut all the pieces, and only afterwards have the botzeya eat his piece and give out the rest to the mesubin? Sif beis mitzvah livtzo b'shabbos pruza gedola shetasbik lo l'chol ha'seuda. Is a mitzvah to be botzeya a large piece for himself, which will last him the entire seuda, as this shows chavivas for the mitzvah. It is sif gimel. Says the Machaber, Ein ha-mesubin rasha'in litom ad shegitom ha-botzeya. One is those who are sitting at the suda who are being yotzei with the botzeya are not allowed to eat their piece of challah until the person who made hamotzi eats his piece of challah. However, says the Machaber, Im yesh lifnei kol echad lechem mishnah, if each individual has lechem mishnah in front of them, yicholim litom afal pisha dain lotamhu, then they can eat from their challah, even though they are being yotze with his bracha before he eats from his challah. This relates back to the din that we saw earlier regarding kiddush. If one is being yotze kiddush with a mekadesh and they don't have wine in front of them, then they cannot drink any of the wine until the mekadesh drinks. However, if they have their own wine in front of them, then when the mekadesh makes the bracha, it's as though they made their own bracha on their wine, as shomea ka'one. And therefore, they do not have to wait for the Mekadesh to drink from his, they can drink from theirs. The same thing is true here. If they don't have Lechem Mishnah in front of them, and they are being Yotzei, they are relying on the Lechem Mishnah, which the Botzeya has, then they cannot eat until he eats first. However, if they have Lechem Mishnah in front of them, even if he is making the bracha for them, it is as though they made the bracha on their Lechem Mishnah in front of them, and therefore they can eat before the Botzeya eats. This whole din of not eating until the Botzeya or the Mekadesh eats or drinks is really only a din, according to most Rishonim, in Derech Eretz, that it's not appropriate for you to eat or drink before the person who you are being yotze with. However, there is a sheet of the Rush, which sounds like it is actually a din in the Bracha, that the Bracha is not complete until the person who makes the Bracha eats or drinks, and therefore you would need to wait until after the Mekadesh or the Botzeya eats or drinks. However, this is not the general consensus of the Rishonim. The general consensus of the Rishonim is that it is just a din in Derech Eretz. Siv Dalid, Suda Zov Shal Shachris, I Afshar La Sosam Below Pas. The Sudas of, even though we will see later on that Shalash Shudas might not require Pas, the Friday night Suda and the Shabbos day Suda both require Pas in order to be Mekayim.